you trying to do, fool?
Parking. Sorry.
Park on the street, not on my car.
Come on, man. That don't even make no sense.
I ain't gonna start nothing already been started.
What do you want?
Beer.
That'll be $1. Is there anything else?
Tell Tommy Price somebody's here to see him.
What?
Tommy Price.
Tommy.
It's almost there, Annie.
Kiddo, make tracks.
You see, it's your servo system, but don't worry, I got it.
There's a crack out front looking for you.
A cop?
I don't think so.
Who is he?
You want me to go out and ask him for his driver's license?
Take care, Mom.
You Tommy Price?
Yeah.
My name's Ralph Thorson. My friends call me Papa, but you call me Mr. Thorson. Now, you're not going to complain if I put this gun away, are you?
Well, frankly, Mr. Thorson, I'd be tickled pink.
You're not going to try to run, are you? Because it's too hot and I don't want to have to chase you, and I don't want to have to shoot anybody. We understand each other, right?
Oh, yes.
Let's go.
So what do you want me for?
Well, you did jump bail in the 16th.
Well, kinda.
Well, I gotta kinda take you back to Los Angeles.
You a cop?
Uh-huh.
Well, this shit's gotta be illegal.
Not really.
Are you crazy? That's a 1970 Cadillac that you're running into. Hey, man, are you driving? You shithead!
Don't fool with it. I don't want you to bust it.
Hey, you know, I know a kidnapping when I see one, and I'm seeing one now because I'm being kidnapped.
Here, read it. Supreme Court decision, 1872.
When bail is given, the person or persons putting up said bail may exercise their rights in person or by agent. They may pursue principal into another state, may arrest him on the Sabbath if necessary, may break and enter his home. Man, that's chicken shit.
Man, that's a law.
Your heads need adjustment.
Hey, don't fool around.
Hey,
with
I fix this kind of stuff all the time. I'm very mechanical.
Oh, you electrician or something? Can you fix it?
I can fix it.
Kind of stuff all the time, right?
Huh?
I'm very mechanical.
I'll fix it, Pappy. Hey, how did you find me?
Somebody put their house up for collateral for your bail.
Pearlie? She turned me in?
Didn't want to lose her house, I guess.
What a ripoff.
Well, that's life, ain't it?
Will I go to jail, Pappy?
I don't know.
Who taught you how to drive?
Leon Spinks?
Hey, what's the matter with you?
Go away.
No shit.
Billy Joe Face?
Yeah.
On what charge?
Assault, grand theft auto, jumped bail 5 weeks ago.
Got any papers?
Certified copy of the bail bond.
M899.
Get back to up later.
Well, is he armed?
Yeah.
He is on.
I think you better talk to Sheriff Strong about this.
Give me a man, I'll go pick him up. I got the address.
You wait right here. Yes, sir. Sheriff wants to see you. Now.
Thanks.
Heard a lot about you, Mr. Thorson. It's all bad. They tell you I have a glass eye?
Well, they didn't.
It's the one with the gleam of intelligence. This one. Just look at the two of us. An old sheriff and a bounty hunter. Here in all this modern turmoil. We were just born a century too late, Mr. Thorson. That's our problem.
Nothing's changed. Good guys and the bad guys.
Maybe. Now, what can I do for you, Mr. Thorson?
Well, I came to pick up Billy Joe Face. Take him back to Los Angeles.
So I hear. My recommendation to you, Mr. Thorson, is to get out of town.
Yeah, I will. Tonight.
I don't think you understand me, Mr. Thorson. I want you out now. And without this Billy Joe.
Well, I can't do that, Sheriff. Come a long ways. I'm gonna take him back with me.
Oh, no, you ain't.
Oh, yes, I am.
Don't argue with me, Mr. Thorson.
Now, look, Sheriff, I've come over 1,500 miles.
Goodbye, Mr. Thorson.
Bye, Sheriff.
Because he's my nephew, Mr. Thorson.
You sure are greedy, you know that? You already got me, and you have to go for a bonus.
Stun gun.
Well, what does it do?
Ruins her day.
Hey, what do I do?
Sit.
Thank you.
You pudhead. Billy Joe. Billy Joe. Wake up, Billy Joe. Wake up. Billy Joe. Wake up.
Yes?
Ralph Thorson on line one.
Damn well better be long distance. Hello.
Hello, Sheriff. Me again. I just wanted you to know I took your advice and left town.
Well, good for you, Mr. Thorson. I kind of figured you would.
Yeah, except for one thing. I took your nephew with me. Want to say hello?
Uncle John?
Nephew, seems like you're in a little hot water.
Yes, sir, I am.
Put Mr. Thorson back on.
Yeah.
You did a pretty damn good job, Mr. Thorson.
You doing your duty, and I was protecting my kin. Next time you're down Houston way, stop in and say hello, why don't you?
Yeah, sure I will.
Bye-bye.
Big guy, here's the key.
Okay.
Sit.
Hey, gunslinger.
Hello, Spotter.
Thought you were having a sale, two for the price of one.
I need the money.
He's as big as a house. You gotta get paid by the pound.
Listen, he almost killed me.
Anytime you want a respectable job.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Hey, you gotta stop wearing those baggy pants.
Huh? Here you go. You ever been in a joint before?
No, I haven't.
Now, look, whatever you do, when you get in front of that judge, just don't you smart off.
Tommy Price, on your feet.
Here's the key. Now, when he asks you, you tell him you got a job working for me, and there's your address.
Here you go, Papa.
Thanks. How you doing, boy?
Tired.
Hi.
Morning.
Who are you?
I live here.
Oh, make yourself at home.
Thanks.
See you again, O'Brien.
Pair of eights, bets $5 into that possible flush.
I see that. And I see that.
Hey, Francis, you been boosting again?
No, man, I scored at the track.
Yeah. Sure. Hey, Papa, come on in. Plenty of room.
Hey, we need another sucker.
Toddy wouldn't like it.
Come on, Papa, one hand, huh?
Yeah, sit on and play, huh? Better not.
Better not.
$5 stunt, fellas.
Baby.
You smell good.
You don't.
Are you hungry?
Mm-mm. Warning. The doctor said it was okay.
Hey, brought you a present.
I did. What'd you get me? Let me see.
Let me show you.
Shit.
Well, that's an original Buck Rogers Rocket Patrol. And it's very rare.
Ryan's taking my class to the museum. Poor museum.
How long will they let you work?
Another couple of weeks. As long as I want. There's Lamaze class tonight.
Come on, I don't start that again.
Ignoring it isn't gonna make it go away.
It might. It's worth a try.
Not funny.
Pregnant ladies are supposed to crave ice cream and pickles.
It's important to me, Ralph.
Mushrooms.
Natural childbirth. Listen, I'm thinking maybe I'll have to move in with my sister for a while.
Oh, now, wait a minute. If you go over to your sister, I want to be...
Jeanne Lamaze with all three of her kids. She's a pro, okay?
I need you here.
Do you have to leave town right away?
Got to pick up Winston Blue later today.
Winston? That's three times this month.
Crazy Winston.
Get him on sidewalk. Clear the street here, folks. You have to clear the street now. It's for your own safety. Please, get up on the sidewalk now, please. You have to clear the street. Excuse me, sir. You're going to have to move that car and clear the area.
Who's in charge here?
Sergeant Werblow.
Sir, please. I live in that building.
Ma'am,
how do I get
please,
in that
you have... Hey, come back here.
W20 Adam. Perimeter has been secured and it's confirmed that the suspect is inside building.
W20 Adam, Roger.
Yeah, W20 Adam.
Are you Werber?
Sergeant Werblow. Who the hell are you?
Thorson. And that's my pickup.
Who the hell do you think you got in there? The SLA?
We got an armed fugitive up there.
Oh, bullshit.
W-20 Adam, we're not requesting any additional units.
Hey, Winston, it's Papa.
Hey, what the... Hey, listen, I don't know who the hell you think you are, but you better get your ass out of here. This is police business.
Yoo-hoo! Don't make such a fuss, for heaven's sake. He's dressing.
Dressing.
1A11, 1A11, see the man, 459 investigation, 659 South Broadway.
Hey, somebody's calling. Oh, look at that.
Here he comes.
He's coming down the elevator.
I want to see the flash bulbs pop it. There you go, all right.
Hands high.
I know the procedure, baby.
Walk toward me.
Yeah.
Far enough.
Hands behind your head.
Beautiful.
I know that.
Until your boyfriend shows in court.
But I need my car for work.
And I need it for collateral.
I'll give you my pink slip.
I don't want your underwear, I want your car. No car, no bond. Now what's so difficult?
Mr. Blumenthal, my son, Anthony, he's a good boy. I mean, maybe he's a little mixed up, you know,
but... He's going to come back. Look, he means well.
Listen, this is the first time...
No. The first time he took a hostage in a liquor store. Mr. Bernardo, Mrs. Bernardo, can I talk honestly to you?
Yeah, sure, of course.
Your son is a rat. He's holed up somewhere and he ain't ever coming back. Because if he does, he knows he's going to jail. And he's been there enough times to know he doesn't like it. Now, you and me, the three of us, we have a problem, which is that if your Anthony doesn't show in 18 more days, then I'm out 100,000, and your restaurant belongs to me. And I don't want another restaurant. I already got two of them.
You mean we lose the restaurant?
If the son were only as smart as the mother.
I worked 26 years of my life to build up that restaurant. And the buildings, the parking lot. I can't lose that place now.
Mr. Blumenthal, what can we do?
We've got to get somebody to go out and find Anthony and bring him back.
You mean like a detective?
No. The man I have in mind is more of a specialist in this line. Mr. Thorson is a bounty hunter.
My God.
Huh? Nice. I'm sorry. It's either that or your restaurant. So you two put your heads together and decide.
You see what you started?
You know
I told you
is.
To keep your mouth shut when I got in. Let me talk to the man.
You owe me $800 for Price and $1,000 for Billy Joe Faith.
Oh, Papa, please, enough already. Coffee. You did a good job. You're the best in the world.
That's $1.75.
$1,800.
Thank you.
Papa, can I talk to you?
No, you can't talk to him. I'm talking to him, so get out of here.
What do you got, Mike?
Well, I got an assault on a police officer. He's heading down to Mexico, and I'm going to take a substantial loss on this thing.
Great. Now take a walk, you Goniff. We ain't interested.
Nah. I'm in.
So, when is the baby due?
Soon.
You should marry the school teacher. 8 years is enough already.
She's been married. She didn't like it.
8 years? She don't trust you yet?
Why don't you mind your own business and pay your debt, hmm?
Please, not while I'm eating.
What's this?
A baby present from me to you.
Tony Bernardo.
It's a piece of cake.
Assault, attempted murder, armed robbery. A very bad boy.
No, he's a good boy. He's a little mixed up, maybe.
And he's a shooter, too.
He really wants to come in. You'll see how happy he'll be to see you. You'll talk, you'll make friends.
If he's so easy, why don't you bring him in?
Believe me, you don't think I would. I would. But at my age, I'm not supposed to eat airline food. Papa, I'm into this for $100,000. I'll make it worth your while.
Not Bernardo. He's too dangerous. I'll take the Branch Brothers.
The Branch Brothers? My Cocker Spaniel can bring me the Branch Brothers.
Hey, Ralph. Lunching with the last of the big spenders, I see. Eh?
Hello, Pete.
Captain Spotter, always a pleasure.
See you tonight at the house.
See you at the house.
You heard any talk about him?
What kind of talk?
Nothing.
Papa, telephone.
Yeah.
Thorson, my name's Mason. Remember me?
No.
Well, you will. I'm gonna kill you. I've been watching you, Thorson. I'm gonna kill you.
I don't know what you're using, Mason, but it's no good for you.
I'll take the Branch Brothers.
$3,000.
Forget it.
Three Branch Brothers, $3,000.
There are only two Branch Brothers. Bob blew himself up.
It's still $3,000, and that's that.
The children, they're little boys. They don't even shave yet.
Hey, they're the wild bunch.
Everybody takes advantage, so why shouldn't you? All right. $3,000.
The judge let me off when I mentioned your name.
What are you doing with my TV set?
Your picture's no good, man.
The picture was perfect.
No, see, the color was off. I'm fixing it.
Watch it on the radio. Okay. So that's great. You go out in the radio and watch it. All right.
What do you know about a guy named Mason?
Mason. Let's see, there's a Tiny Mason, a pimp.
No.
Billy Mason, a dealer.
He's dead.
Rocco Mason.
That's the one.
Yeah, Speed Freak. When they sent him to San Quentin, they had to submerge him in Thorazine. He got out about a month ago. What?
popped in my head then. Okay.
Do we watch the set in the bedroom?
No.
Hi, honey.
I catch a red eye to Nebraska.
Oh, no.
Buck, my job.
You said you'd take me to Lamar's class.
I will. And you take me to the airport, okay?
All right.
Hey, look. I got kind of a weird phone call. Maybe something, maybe nothing. I don't know. But you remember how to shoot this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's got a full clip. Bang, 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 bang. Okay?
I'll be okay.
Well, we might as well.
I
want to
watch the
game.
Come on.
Hi, Ralph. How you doing?
Hi,
Pete. Hi, Donnie.
How long you been here?
A few minutes. God, that perfume, I love it. Say, Ralph, when are you going to make an honest woman out of this girl?
Yeah, why ruin a good relationship?
When do you do, honey?
Pretty soon.
Gonna be different in this house with a kid, Ralph. Different life.
I don't know why. Already running an orphanage. What's one more?
You'll see.
Daddy, telephone.
Okay.
What are you, a troublemaker? What's the matter with you? Are you scared or something?
Yeah, I'm scared. What happens if I get popped? What happens to Dorothy and the kid?
I end up with a house full of toys, a mean dog, and a 51 Chevy.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
Ah, that's a lousy excuse, you know. She's a terrific girl, and she loves you. It's gonna be wonderful. You're gonna be a father, Ralph. You think you got troubles?
Huh?
Ralph, we're in a hurry.
Yeah.
Bye-bye,
Pete.
You're gonna love Lamaze, Ralph, if you'll just give it half a chance. A lot of the guys in the class were just as hesitant
hey,
as
honey,
you are when they...
Why are you riding behind this slowpoke? The fast lane is clear. You could just pass them.
Every guy in that class has come around 100% since they've been in there.
Honey, there's a faster car behind you.
Ralph, will you shut up and let me drive?
Okay.
Coming in. Don't be so squirrely.
Squeeze her leg firmly, coaches. Building in intensity like a real contraction. Building to a peak now. 40 seconds. Okay, only 15 seconds to go. Easing off a little now. Check for relaxation. 5 seconds to go. And contraction ends. And relax. I'm so pleased you're here to help Dottie. It's always a lot more difficult when a woman has to do this alone.
I got a bad back.
I know, it's always difficult the first time. But if you can squeeze her, it will really help her a lot. If she can practice relaxing through pain, it'll make her a lot more secure about handling labor. Having a baby is one of the most beautiful experiences in life. You wouldn't want to be excluded, would you?
Yeah.
Avenue, 78 miles.
Oh, thank you. Don't you have an older car, Mr. Moore?
Is that? Howard, is that you?
Violets are blue. Roses are red. There's no school today.
Whoever you are, you're a jerk.
Because teacher's dead.
Listen, Buster, this isn't funny anymore. Please.
I'm not gonna kill the teacher. I'm gonna kill Papa.
Who are you?
Open up the door and see who's gonna kill Papa.
Brothers, sure. Crazy bastards, dumb as shit and mean. Went to school with John, the bigger one. We was on a basketball team.
Yeah, all I need's a direction.
All in the Lord's time, son.
I made a mistake.
John Branch put dynamite in locker room urinals. Blew the whole damn gym halfway across to Canada.
Yeah, well, look, I'm gonna take these two guys back to L.A. with me. Now, all I need is a direction, and a couple of your guys help me bring them in, okay?
I'll give you a direction, but I ain't giving you any of my men. Not with those crazy bastards. And you're a crazy bastard for going after them.
Around the neighborhood. If anything turns up, let me.
Thank you. Sure, it was just some nut.
Thank you. Toddy, I think I should call for a substitute to handle your class for the day.
Oh, no, I'm okay. I don't want to make a big deal out of this. God knows what Ralph would do if he found out. We just can't handle any more trouble. Not now.
Well, have it your way, but try to relax, all right?
Thank you.
shit!
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Go to another Lamar's class today?
Yep.
How'd you go?
You don't want to know.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
I really do.
Okay. We talked about transition. And we talked about the coach and how important he is.
Coach?
Yeah. In Lamar's, we say that birth is like a game. Mother's the team, the father's the coach. How the game turns out depends a lot on the coach. There's this woman in our class named Edith. She said with her first baby, she started pushing too soon. See, you're not supposed to push until you're completely dilated. The baby's head's just right down there. But you feel like you have to, so you blow instead. Like that. Well, Edith wasn't dilated, but she started pushing anyway. So her husband took her face in his hands, and he said, blow, Edith. And he started blowing himself right to her, willing her to do it with him. Yeah, like that. And she was able to stop pushing because he did that. Don't you think that's beautiful?
Such a sucker for inspirational moments.
You gotta let your hair grow out. It looked a lot better when it was longer.
I'm too old for that.
You like old things. It's all you care about. You don't like anything that's new, Ralph.
New things are no good.
Give them a chance to prove themselves. You know they will in time. I love you.
Just the guy I want to see. What you need is a drink. There we go.
Hey, why don't you let me...
Come on, come on, come on. Bang, 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 you're dead. You see that house? That's Hyatt. Frank B., male Caucasian, 5'9", 180 pounds.
Come on, Pete. Hand over the gun.
Good, Ralph. Very good. Talk to the subject. Calm him down. You know, that bastard sells dope to school children and he lives in that house. He looks up here and he sees me and he laughs his head off. He throws pebbles up at me. I swear, he throws pebbles up at me. Find him on the deck when I come home at night. Is that right? Come on, I'm asking you, is that right? Well, that's the way it is, pal. That's where I am. A pebble. Well, guess what the pebble did? I took a little for myself. Just a couple of bags from the inventory room. So I got tired of being a pebble, and I sold some, and somebody got busted, and somebody talked. And guess who they're coming after? Come on, Ralph, be a pal. Guess who they're coming after? Would you go? No, so I figured I'd do the right thing. I'm going to blow Hyatt Frank B's head off. And then I'm going to do me in.
Come on, Pete. That's the booze talking. You're drunk.
Sure, I'm drunk. Think I could kill myself if I was sober? Come on, Ralph. There's another bottle over there on the couch somewhere. Let's finish it off, then you go away. Please, Ralph. You know I'm right. I can't go in a slammer. You know what they do to cops? I put half of them in there, for Christ's sake. Let's get shit-faced and you leave me alone.
Got the set fixed. Night, Dottie.
Night. What the hell's the matter with you, Ralph?
Make some coffee. Okay. Is it a contraction?
It's just a cramp. It's over.
Great.
You better get used to the idea, Ralph. It's almost time.
Don't you think I know that?
Yeah, I think you know it. I don't think you accept it.
I think you gotta be crazy to bring a kid into this garbage can world. You should have had it aborted. I begged you, then I pleaded with you.
Well, it wasn't your decision, it was mine.
Well, both of us should have been involved in a decision.
Both of us don't get an abortion, Ralph. Both of us don't have to climb up on that table.
Yeah, all right. Go ahead, have your kid.
Our kid!
Yeah.
came over the radio upstairs. Spotter just killed himself.
Look, Tommy. We came here to drink, not to talk.
Gotcha.
Hey, Pappy.
What are you doing here? I thought I kicked you out.
I knew you didn't mean it.
What are you doing to the toaster?
I'm fixing it.
We'll fix the TV set first.
Just see it out there. It's almost done.
Where's Dottie?
She's in the bedroom.
I know you're mad, but let's not fight, okay?
I heard about Spada. Doesn't make what you said okay.
I was out of line.
I'm tired of your crap, Ralph. You don't want me, you don't want the baby, but we don't want you.
Get out of bed. Open the front door.
Richie, go away.
Get out of bed and open the door.
Shit. What time is it?
It's 2:20.
What day is it?
It's a beautiful day. Up and at 'em, Papa. Come on.
I'm tired.
I don't know why I break my back trying to help you. Hey, you got a kid coming? All kinds of bills?
She's gone.
What? What happened? What'd you do to her?
Nothing.
She was nuts about you. She's the best thing that ever happened to you.
She's a pain in the ass.
I'm coming in. Boy. That's a nice way to talk. Papa? Look. A Chinese philosopher said, with money, the world goes round. Without it, it goes flat. He also said...
Who said that?
He was a cook. Look, it takes a lot of money to get a woman back. Believe me. And I'm here to offer you a lot of money. For Anthony Bernardo. You met his parents. $8,000.
I don't want her back.
You don't want to hear this, but you're going to hear this. A grown man is no more than his family. Your kids, your old lady, headaches maybe, but they're who you are. You,
Maybe you have a job, maybe you don't. What does it matter? Who does it matter to? Tell me. Nobody. Like litter in the streets.
Yeah.
Dottie made this place make sense. She made you make sense. You don't need that?
I'll get Bernardo.
He's living in Chicago. A toddling town.
Okay, how would you define a great man? Would you say that Napoleon was as great a man as Lincoln, for instance? Anybody? Kelly?
Lincoln was a much greater man than Napoleon.
Why would you say that?
Well, Lincoln freed the slaves. He kept the Union together. He was just a great man.
Okay, but did Napoleon do some pretty good things for Europe?
Yeah, but he made himself dictator. He made himself king.
All right, don't go crazy. I'll be right back. Yes?
I gotta go to Chicago.
So?
I did the shopping.
You interrupted my class.
I'll be back in a few days.
Well, I may not be there. All right, will you give me a break? Okay, let's get back to Lincoln now. Kelly?
Also is a risk for Phyllis because she risks all of everything that she wants to know.
Thank you.
How much?
$13.75.
How much?
$13.75.
Here you go.
Thanks.
Man,
you have a good evening.
Some crazy guy. He took Dottie. He said school. I'm sorry, Baba. I tried to stop him.
You did good. You did good, Tommy.
Get away from her! Up against the wall, move, move! Come on, move against the wall, move! Throw out your gun.
I'm clean.
Turn your pockets inside out. Come on! Inside pockets. Stuff your hand in there, stuff it in there! The other side, come on, move! Take your coat off. Come on, move! Move! Turn around! Hands up! All the way around. Come on! Come on! Pick up your pants leg. Come on, pick it up! Shut up, Teach. Come on, move! Pick up the pants leg! Other way, get up! Throw it against the wall. Throw it against the wall!
Why don't you let her go? She's got nothing to do with this.
I'm gonna kill you, and she's gonna watch.
They sent you to prison. I just picked you up, pal.
What the hell's going on?
It's over. Is it the baby? Huh? Take it easy. Come on. Come on. Gotta get out of here.
I need a doctor. My girlfriend's having a baby.
You'll have to fill out this card first.
She's having it out in the car.
Oh, my God.
Hurry.
I'll get a doctor. Dr. Martin? Dr. Martin? There's a woman out there in the car having a baby.
Nurse, bring the VOA kit. You take care of him. I'll take care of the mother.
God bless you.